Ladies and gentlemen, from the Vinny Eastwood Show, podcasting live from our little Sicilian island chain nation of New Zealand, where we elect people who basically support the global banking mafia and destroy the nation for their very benefit so that they can have some nice holiday homes here, like on Waikiki Island or some Shiite Muslim that cost a couple of million bucks so that they can retire in a country where people don't really care. And also, incidentally, don't rush up to you and try and get your autograph because they actually have respect for people's privacy and things like that, and or are too cowardly to actually confront them with a camera because they've been that psychologically castrated by all of the socialist and mafioso policies up till this date.
Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show. Thank you, Godfather.
You're welcome.
Now, getting on to it. This is the big story in New Zealand right now. Not that it frickin' matters. Hey, have you ever noticed? Have you actually ever noticed that the only stories that appear to be hyped up as if they matter, generally are the stories that just don't. I'm sorry, maybe that's funny to me. Maybe other people lost their sense of humor about it, and you'd be forgiven for that. Key, Mr. Key, says the Labour leadership race will expose divisions. Now, for those of you who internationally who don't know, we got these Tweedledee and Tweedledum parties, much like you have, you know. And in our country, the Democrats, instead of being blue, are red. And instead of being called Democrats, they're called Labour. And the Republicans, instead of being red, are blue. And instead of, you know, being right-wingers, as they should do, they're just kind of left-wing. And then they accuse the other people of being too left-wing, essentially. See? You see what I'm saying here? It's a global agenda. It's a global agenda. They're manipulating everybody on both sides of the house into believing that there's actually some kind of difference on either side of the house. Am I the only one who sees this? I surely don't think I am. It's just, you know, hardcore socialism or other kinds of hardcore socialism. I mean, they're just a bunch of Trotskyites, you know? Trotskyite Muslim? Mm-hmm. Prime Minister John Key says he does not care who takes over the Labour leadership and the race would reveal deep divisions in the party. You know, personally, I don't really care who takes over their leadership either. I mean, look at who you got to choose from. Shane Jones, Grant Robertson, and David Cunliffe. Ever heard of those guys? Nobody has. You know why? Because nobody cares. least of all, the opposition leader, who should know all these people, doesn't even care, you know? His comments come after Labour MP David Cunliffe, who's incidentally the MP for my local area in New Lynn, and have talked to a number of times, by all accounts appears to be a nice guy, which means he's probably a psychopath and wants to take over the country in behest of the New World Order, as all nice guys who smile and wave and then just walk away without actually revealing anything deep about their personality and don't have any long-lasting relationships tend to be. So he's bound to be in for a shot for the leadership role. Confirmed he would go up against Grant Robertson and Shane Jones in the leadership contest. Now, I don't mean to call David Cunliffe a psychopath. I honestly don't know. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you are, what your personality is. Once you're in the politics barrel, okay, it doesn't matter whether you're not a good apple or a bad apple. It's a bad barrel. It's a bad barrel. If you're a good apple, you ain't going to be able to accomplish Shiite Muslim. If you're a bad apple, on the other hand, oh boy, that bad barrel is going to get right behind you and support every single policy that you got coming out of your lying, bankster-supported, UN socialism-loving mouth. In it! The Labour Party has confirmed Grant Robertson, David Cunliffe, and Shane Jones were the only three nominations for party leader received by yesterday's 10 p.m. deadline. Ballots will be distributed to three sectors of the Electoral College, party members, caucus, and affiliates on Thursday and Friday this week. Husting meetings, but being on husting? What the heck is husting? Is that a cross between hosting and being a hussy? Mate, hey, in fact, that sounds like a Labour Party meeting to me. Hosting hussies. I think I just created a new word. Begin on Saturday with a series of 12 meetings held over 11 days. Mr. Key told TV3's First Line today that he did not mind who was leader, saying they all had strengths and weaknesses. He said Mr. Jones would not make it, and the race would be between Mr. Robertson and Mr. Cunliffe. I don't know why Shane Jones wouldn't make it. He's, I don't know nothing about him. You know, here's the thing that I find funny, is people are actually stupid enough to believe that Labour can win the next election, as if it matters anyway. Nobody knows who their party leaders are. They keep shuffling them round like they're a deck of cards that only contain jokers. Okay? It's ridiculous. National Party went through this exact same crisis years and years ago until, you know, a Federal Reserve banker. He'll lead us to victory in 2008 financial crisis, which he helped cause. Awesome. Okay? Look, here's the reason why Labour's not going to win. Because the people that are at the head of the party aren't currently responsible for the massive crisis that the country's in right now. It's only once they're actually the ones responsible for all the problems and everything like that and will only make them worse that they wind up getting elected. Okay? I can't make it any clearer cut than that. Are we in a real fracked situation in this country right now? Yeah. Who caused it? John Key and the New World Order. So, John Key and the New World Order is going to get re-elected then? Oh, yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Sounds pretty logical, doesn't it? He said Mr. Jones would not make it and the race would be between Mr. Robertson and Mr. Cunliffe. And, quote, both of these gentlemen are going to take the Labour Party even further to the left. It's going to be quite a far-left opposition between the Greens, who are a long way left, and Labour, who are tracking left. You know, they're tracking left. Oh. Like as if implementing global socialism through the TPPA, selling off the state assets and things like that to oligarchs, and spying on everybody with your own little GCSB Stasi, which, you know, they probably listen to the stuff right now just going, oh, that Vinnie Eastwood, if he ever got popular, we'd actually have to do something about it. I won't ever really get popular, not really, because, hey, I'm speaking the truth. People don't like the frickin' truth. They prefer to be frickin' lied to. Don't they? Don't you, New Zealand? Don't you, America? You love being lied to. You love following people who just, you know, hype things out of proportion, make things up off the top of their head, steal people's ideas, claim that they're their own, and then vote for somebody who says that he's going to save you when he, in fact, caused the problems. Don't you? You love that stuff. Can't get enough of it. I mean, we've got to have, like, a big pig trough or something for the rest of you to feed out of so that there's no actual possibility that you'll ever gain any nutrition from your intellectual exploits or any kind of a political debate or ramification. You know, that's what this country's been turned into. That's what the whole world's been turned into. Very slowly but surely, with the aid of government propaganda and corporate propaganda, and goodness knows, I mean, have you even had a propaganda with anybody recently, or has it all just been improper BS that you've been talking about, you know? Nothing that truly matters. And or even if you are talking about something that matters, you don't actually really do anything about it and you feel like talking about it is enough. It's not enough. You're not doing enough. You know how I know you're not doing enough? Because not enough being freaking done. It's not like, oh, he's doing it already, so I'll do it. Okay, just one voice of resistance is not enough, okay? You need millions, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, you know, cracking up in radio shows and doing videos and exposing scumbaggery and attending big public meetings and conferences and things of that nature before you've even got some kind of momentum where people think there's even popular to resist. That's what I think is a real problem here, is that resistance is not a popular ideal, okay? It's not something that people actually really vibe with. And I'm talking about real resistance, not choosing left wing over right wing, but choosing right over wrong. The morality of this country has been steadily undermined over the years. No form of freedom will exist in the future. Any kind of so-called constitutional or citizens' rights that we think that we had or ever had will be gone. They will be a memory. Because people think that it's up to somebody else to save them. You know, Jesus will return and save me. He'll rapture me off. He ain't going to rapture you, okay? Read your freaking Bible. It says you'll be raptured after the tribulation, all right? It means you're going to have to suffer and die and be persecuted and have to go underground for like 7 years, if you're lucky. once the new world order comes in and the old mark of the beast. I mean, that's what the Bible says. And I'm not saying that I fully believe in everything in the Bible. I haven't even properly read it. I've spoken to a number of people who have properly read it. And that's what they're telling me. And they've shown me the passengers and what have you. So anybody else who doesn't believe in claims that they believe in the Bible and hadn't actually freaking read the lines and the passages which they think that they're living by, come on. It's a book. Pick it up. Read it. Instead of preaching BS, which some preacher told you. The only reason why there's preachers out there is because just like back in the day, when they didn't teach anybody how to read frickin' Latin, they use it to control people by interpreting it for them. That's the thing that's going on here. And it's not, and it's no different because now we've got priests in politics. Don't we? We have the high priest of the Labour Party and the high priest of the National Party, and they're both misinterpreting whatever words or any other inspiration that anybody's got so that they can manipulate you into giving up your money, giving up your freedom, giving up your kids, and giving up your country. That's what's going on here. So John Key's right. It doesn't matter which person winds up leading the National Party, the Labour Party, because the Labour Party ain't going to win the next election anyway. Certainly not by itself at any rate. It'll have to negotiate and form many coalitions with other far left agenda parties like the Greens and so on and so forth in order to get in. And if they don't get in, it's like, oh no, we don't have a hardcore far left New World Order loving trade deal supporting, just turn up to protest, just to garner the support of all those people that are wanting to resist the current government agenda so that we can steal their votes and then manipulate them and lie to them and completely betray them once we've actually been given power. But we won't do that before we've been given power. I mean, how can we betray people if we've got no power? So let's just do what everybody wants us to do until such a time as they've been stupid enough to vote for us and believe the things that we're saying. And then when we get elected, we'll just frack all of you. You know, frack all of you. It is not illegal under New Zealand parliamentary law to lie, okay? You can openly deceive people about what your policies are. That's legal in this country. There ain't no code of conduct. There ain't no nothing. You can do whatever you want and just BS people until there's nothing left but lies. Nothing left but lies. It's the only thing that this country is really starting to head towards. It's just this nest of seething, writhing, wrapping vipers that just suck the lifeblood out of everything that it connotes freedom, any creativity, any entrepreneurship, any private business or anything like that, wrapped up with so much red tape that they can't even breathe and they suffocate and die. That's what's happening to this country. Every single way you look. We're always talking about some new kind of tax that they're gonna put out, some new kind of rule that you have to follow. When was the last time anybody got given any frickin' rights out of this country and didn't have something stolen off them? Were you actually given something that wasn't taken from somebody else? You know? It's ridiculous. In fact, the only thing that I've seen where somebody's been given more rights as opposed to being them taken away is gay rights. Isn't that interesting? The only people that get any more rights to things that they perhaps didn't have a right to in the first place are people who are homosexual. Everything else has been taken off people. Don't you find that weird? And not to mention, gay people have to pay taxes too, so they're having their freedoms and everything and their free speech and everything taken off them as well. But, you know, you can marry somebody and then get divorced from them and they can take half your money, so that's all good. You know? Spoken to a number of gay guys about this and they're just like, what the hell's the point? You know? They don't get it. Even the gays weren't even supporting this legislation to a large degree. Isn't it? Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? You give rights to people who don't even want them, and you take rights from everybody who's fought and died for them. That's classic. That smacks to me of absolute insanity. Okay? This whole country is just going down. It's like in the toilet right now. Honestly. You need to do something about it. Okay, it's not like I'm against anybody having rights. I'm just saying, hey, everybody's having their rights taken off them. It's not that kind of negotiation that's going on here, where you give something, I give something, we both walk away better off. It's the government takes something and then takes something again, and then says that you got something, and then takes that something off you, and then you go, okay, well, great, that was a good negotiation. It's a BS, man. Total BS. Anyway, back on the Prime Minister. Quote, so in a way, you know, I don't really care, because I think people will vote on the policies, and in the end, it will be a centre-right government of 6 years of proven quality versus a kind of far-left opposition. 6 years of proven quality? What, with 1,000 and million lies that you've told to everybody that you've been proven were frickin' lies? And Key said the race was between three camps who, quote, all hate each other. Quote, so all we're going to see... it's 3 weeks of how deep the divisions are. Then at the end of it, there'll be this magnanimous speech of how unified they all are, and actually they'll retrench into their corners and all hate each other again. Yep, I think this is about the first truth that John Key's actually ever spoken. You know, ever! His entire political career! Mr. Cutler told Radio New Zealand this morning he was humbled by the level of support he had, but the race would be really competitive. And it's a good thing for the party, and I've always got two really able colleagues that I'm able racing with and are going to be working together with the race. But of course, the big picture is who can actually win the country. And the answer is the only people who can actually win the country is the frickin' New World Order. Last segment coming up. Please call in 218-339-8525 and we'll take your calls after the break. Back in a minute.